You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it is written for you. Believe in His promises, God cannot fail.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Join us now as we go to part three of a message taken from Psalm 18.
Now, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, but I have to just tell you that this psalm literally describes what I experienced. The ropes of death surrounded me. The ropes of death. I literally experienced what felt like a massive boa constrictor that was squeezing the last breath out of my body. I've never experienced that before. The ropes of death surrounded me. Now, maybe you've never been there, and I'll thank God with you if you haven't. But let me just tell you, there is a gracious advantage to having been in a place like that. You come out, and the devil's laugh does not sound so loud, Toddy. When the enemy wants to mock you, instead you say, "Shut up, lying devil. I've already been there in this valley, and I know that you are defeated there too, because God has brought me through." Just another little part of the testimony, as someone said I would have. The ropes of death surrounded me. The floods of destruction swept over me. Death itself stared me in the face, but in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Praying. Yes, praying. In my distress, I cried out to the Lord. And then we move in verse 6 to this awesome reality, Cynthia. It's God always hears. Whether it's silent, whether it's out loud, whether it's you praying or me praying or somebody else praying. I'll never forget the night I was called to Orlando to pray for a man who had been in a coma for days. This man had not accepted the Lord. I'd endeavored to share Christ with him. I'd been called up to minister to him. He had no interest. Now he's had a massive heart attack. He's in ICU. And it was his condition was so far gone that when I showed up and told them who I was, they said, "He's over there." Nobody was tending to him. He was gone. He was on a machine. That was it. And when I stepped into the cubicle, the Holy Spirit said, as I'd been praying all the way to Orlando, "What am I supposed to say to this man?" I stepped in the cubicle, and the Holy Spirit said to me, "Share that God loves him and that God wants to redeem his life. And share with him, regardless of how you've lived your life and what mess you're in, God is with you right now to save you. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to know God? Do you want to have forgiveness? Do you want to have life?" As I spoke to this man that had been totally unconscious for days, Ruddy, his eyes blinked, his mouth opened, and he said, Yes. Yes. Don't think for a moment when someone is unconscious that they may not be able to receive in their spirit. Some of you that have had various conditions and you should have been dead, you're alive today. Some will be watching. Some will be able to catch this. There's some on the stream that will be able to watch this and understand that God was speaking and dealing with you in mercy when you didn't even have the mind to believe or receive God. God was there. Maybe you were high. Maybe you were out. Maybe you were unconscious. Maybe you overdosed. Maybe it was the end of your road and the enemy said, I'm here to grab him and suck him into hell. And the boa was choking for the last breath. But Ruddy, that man prayed with me the sinner's prayer and received Jesus Christ. I stepped out of the room. I had to go to the family to let them know. None of them were there because he was too far gone. I was going to be the last visitor. No one heard that man say a thing other than God, and God let me hear him speak. And I will spend eternity with that man. The psalmist says, God heard. God heard. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry reached his ears. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? And when God heard, I want you to see this, then the earth quaked and trembled, and the foundation of the mountain shook. They quaked because of his anger. Smoke poured from his nostrils. Fierce flames leaped from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. In other words, when you are at your last moment and you cry out to God, God is raised up in strength and power and anointing and shakes the spiritual foundations of this earth so that there can be access for you to come into the presence of God. Let me tell you, this is a pretty awesome scripture and reality. You may not hear it, you may not see it, but most certainly, the psalmist had it right. But not only does God hear, and does God respond to the working of the devil, here we see, with a tremendous response. He not only hears, though, not only is he shaking the earth, but verse 9 says, he opened the heavens. He tore the veil between the heavens and the earth. He split the dividers. He removed the opposition. God opened the heavens and came down. The psalmist said, I've been there. Don't tell me God isn't faithful. I too have been there. Don't tell me that God isn't faithful. God responds. He rends the heavens. He shakes the spiritual authorities. And he steps down into our world and into our circumstances and brings deliverance. He opened the heavens and came down. The dark storm clouds were beneath his feet. Mounted on a mighty angel, he flew, soaring on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, veiling his approach with dense rain clouds. The brilliance of his presence broke through the clouds, raining down hail and burning coals. The Lord thundered from heaven. The Most High gave a mighty shout. He shot his arrows and scattered his enemies. His lightning flashed. They were greatly confused. Then at your command, these are the demons. God is on the move and God is delivering us. Then at your command, O Lord, at the blast of your breath, the bottom of the sea could be seen and the foundation of the earth were laid bare. And then in verse 16, He reached down from heaven and rescued me. Hallelujah. The psalmist said that. The psalmist said, God rended the heaven. He tore the heavens open. He reached down and rescued me. And let me tell you, if you're sucking air, it's not too late to be rescued. You may say, but I already was rescued and then I turned my back on God. Let me tell you, if you want to come home, that's because God is saying, come home now. Come home, my child, now, today. And God would say, I've been chasing you your whole life. Why not come into my family and receive my life? He reached down from heaven, rescued me. He drew me out of the deep waters. He delivered me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me and were too strong for me. They attacked me at a moment when I was the weakest. Enemy always does. Weak moment, right? You're under attack. He brings it on. Somebody said, problems come in bunches like bananas. That's true, because demons are cowards. They will bunch up and gang up. But greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. He delivered me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me, were too strong for me. They attacked at a moment when I was the weakest. But the Lord upheld me. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because He rescued me. Have you been rescued? You want to know why you've been rescued? He rescued me because He delights in me. You might need to find a mirror and look in the mirror and say, the reason why I've been rescued is because God loves me. He cares about me. He wants me in His family. He has something better for me than I've ever experienced. He rescued me because He delights in me. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. You have a heart toward God. Maybe you haven't, but you're turning. Maybe you're coming. Maybe you're on your way. Maybe you're like the prodigal. Maybe you just crawled out of the slop. Or maybe you can see the Father's house. Maybe you're at the end of your road. Maybe you don't know how long you're going to live. Maybe you're in the middle somewhere. It doesn't matter. If you're on the way home, then why not just give it all the gusto you have and say, God, I'm coming home. I'm coming home today. I'm going to give you all that's left of me. And you know what Jesus does? Same thing He did to the thief on the cross who was about to die. And as He's hanging there, He turns to Jesus. He didn't even know a good Baptist prayer. He didn't know how to pray a prayer of salvation. He didn't know a Pentecostal prayer. He didn't know a Methodist prayer. All He knew was, He's the only one that can help me. Remember me. And Jesus said, today you're going to be with me. Not with torment. Not like the rich man that's in torment. No, today you will be with me in paradise. Then you're going to be in my presence. The Lord rewarded me for doing right. He compensated me because of my innocence. That's funny. You know why He was innocent? He was innocent because God had forgiven him, and the devil couldn't find anything wrong with him because God had forgiven him of everything. I love it. The lying devil tries to dig up the past, and all I have to tell him is, oh, you're far too late. You're far too late. God's already forgiven me of all of that. And I don't have a past. I only have a future. Amen. Amen. I've kept the ways of the Lord. I've not turned from my God to follow evil. Of all people, David's going to say this. We know about you, David. We remember about you. It's in the book. And David would say, oh, but I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. I'm a new creation in Christ. want to prepare for communion. As we prepare for communion, you may not remember this verse that God was dealing with me probably by November and December. And just impressed this on my heart that 2021 was going to be a year that we needed to remember this scripture. This scripture is from Hebrews chapter 10. You'll remember it as soon as I read these verses. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32. Don't ever forget those early days when you first learned about Christ. Remember how you remained faithful, even though it meant terrible suffering. Sometimes you were exposed to public ridicule and were beaten, and sometimes you helped others who were suffering the same things. In other words, if you look back over your life, you're going to have to admit you've been through some troubled waters too. And maybe you, like me, I had a bit of a honeymoon when I first came to the Lord. It was kind of like everything was perfect, thanks. And then hell got my address. And hell came after me. The scripture saying, remember those early days when you had that passionate love, that deep relationship was so real. How you went through all kinds of things, but you hung on to God and you didn't lose your faith. And not only did you stand, but you also stood with other people when they went through things. Because you knew about going through stuff. You weren't a, you know, you weren't a hothouse Christian. You weren't one that has to have a perfect environment. You started out and God began to train you. He took you into the wilderness. He equipped you to go through dry times. You're not a wimp. God strengthened you. And you stood with other people. You encouraged them. You even suffered along with those who were thrown into jail when all you owned was taken from you. You accepted it with joy. Many of us have never experienced this level of testing for God. But many of them had. And he says, you knew that you had better things waiting for you in eternity. Don't forget that. That you are going to live forever. That this season in this world will pass quickly. And you have better things waiting for you forever. But verse 35 and 36 are the two really important verses that God said, I want you to remember these in 2021. Do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. No matter what happens. No matter what happens. Don't let the enemy steal your faith. No matter what happens. Thinking about the Cabreras. Auto accidents, family under attack, issues, situations. I can look around the room. Many of you have been in the hospital. You've suffered serious things and you've had surgeries and you've been through all kinds of things. But you know what? You came through them and you're still here. Do not throw away your confidence no matter what happens. No matter what happens. And back when I shared this several weeks ago, I asked you to look at someone and say, no matter what happens, don't give up your confidence. Continue to trust God. No matter what happens. And then look at this reality. Remember the great reward. The great reward. That what? Your confident trust in the Lord gives you. forget the benefit package of serving God. And then verse 36, this part's tougher. Patient endurance is what you need now. I believe this is a year where we have to trust God with what God said and just be patient. Don't be an Abraham and Sarah and try to make it happen in your own strength. Don't stress over what you're not able to do. Don't stress over the timing. Don't stress over your flesh. Don't stress over your health. Don't stress over your finances. Don't stress over all of the weights and the burdens that are on you. No. Patient endurance. You know what that means? That means that I'm going to keep the first things first, and that's God. I'm going to seek first the King and the kingdom. I'm not going to lose sight of what matters most. I'm going to keep pressing forward, knowing that God has my best in store for me if I will just stay. I will just stay in a place of patient endurance and trust. So you will continue to do God's will. Patient endurance is what you need now. So you will continue to do God's will. When we get out of God's will is when we get into our flesh and we're not being patient on Him. Then you will receive what He has promised. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know that if Jesus Christ is not Lord of your life, that He wants to be. If you have never in your heart of hearts said, I know that I've sinned and I've done some rotten things and I need a Savior. You may be streaming today, or maybe in weeks from this time, you may be in this room today. You know that you've done some rotten things and you're not ready to stand before God. Oh, but you're ready to kneel before Him. And you can do it this morning. Lord Jesus, I have sinned. I need a Savior. Just say that right now in your heart of hearts. Lord Jesus, I've sinned. I need a Savior. I believe You are the Christ. Just say it in your heart. I believe You're Christ, the Christ. I believe You're the Son of the living God. I believe that You died for my sins. Just say it in your heart. I believe You died for my sins. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my life. Be Lord of my life. And fill me, baptize me with Your wonderful Holy Spirit. I ask in Jesus' name. You pray that kind of a prayer. God is listening. God responds. God receives you. The Word says if you do that, then He will come into your life. So if you prayed that prayer and you receive Him this morning, then you are now a son or a daughter of the Most High God. And you can say, Amen, I can participate in communion. The last time I was receiving communion, I remember when my wife said, you want to receive communion? And she went to the refrigerator while we were at the mountain and brought out the grape juice and brought out the bread. And the first time I was barely able to eat it and receive it. The next Sunday I was able to receive it better. This morning I'm able to lead you. Let me tell you, the bread of life is spiritual. It's alive. And it gives us life in Jesus' name. And the resurrection life is greater than the plans of the enemy against us. We receive this life, this bread of life, this communion covenant meal in Jesus' name. Amen. And as much as the world may not understand it, and as much as the devil hates it, we rejoice that the blood of Jesus Christ covers all of my sin. And I'm a new creation. in Christ Jesus because of what Jesus did for me. This cup says, Jesus died for me. I'm going to receive this cup of grape juice as in the wine. It is as a testimony that the blood of Jesus has cleansed me of all sin. Let's receive together. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you for letting me come home. Thank you for keeping home together so there is a home to come to. Thank you for loving Jesus and serving Jesus. Thank you for standing strong and know that greater, 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 you got to say it with me, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is He that's in the church than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it's time to be munching and crunching on our lunch. But if God has touched your heart and God has done something in you today, would you please tell us about it? If you need prayer for healing, you want to come to Jesus this morning, you haven't already, I can't imagine anyone not already coming if you need to. But come on down. Elders, come up here. We'll be available for a few moments and then we'll be packing up. Father, I just thank You for our family. Lord, I thank You for what You're doing. I thank You, Lord, that You didn't let the devil take us out, that You delivered us in Jesus' name. Father, that You are not finished with the church yet. You are building Your church, and You're going to do a great work through us right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that You are Christ, the Son of the living God, that You died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with Your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible.
Join Pastor Jonathan McLean in Abundant Life Assembly of God Church each Sunday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here on your Good News Station, WCNO.